Beautiful, beautiful morning. Going to stay that way. A beautiful day. Folks are out on the golf course already. It's great weather for golf. The last several days, really starting to get some time in out on the links. Good for you. Good exercise. Good weather. All very good. And it's always nice to find out what we're going to feature on our Around Town with Marygrove. Thanks to Mike Fallahy for making it possible for us to do this. And Dana Clark gets deeply involved in all of these things. I'm still waiting, Dana, for us to go to some of these places. But I know we're still worried about COVID and all the rest of it. It keeps coming back, although I think it never left. But there you are. One of these days, we'll have to get to Memento Gelato and Coffee, right?
Yes, we have Tom Isaiah. He's the owner. And today, just a perfect day to stop in, get some coffee, and then leave with some gelato. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dana, Paul W. Yeah, nice. This is the weather for ice cream gelato, that's for sure. We've been waiting for this.
Oh, boy, that sounds really very good. They're at 2120 Trumbull Street. Your motto is a good one, everything from scratch. Give us a little idea of what you're talking about, what you have with your gelatos, the coffees, the teas, the lunch items, desserts, all of that.
Whoa, I'd need a few minutes to go through all of that. But let's start with the gelato and made from scratch. So we make our own base. We mix our own dry ingredients and milks, creams. Let's say pistachio, for example. So we take pistachios from California. We have a grinder mixing into a pistachio butter, and that's how we make the gelato. We have a coffee gelato. We brew the coffee hot, fresh, and make the gelato immediately afterwards. Things like that. That's why we say everything from scratch. And then we have a full-fledged coffee house. We're open at 7:30 in the morning. So everything that has to do with great espressos, cappuccinos. We have this we feature a drink or dessert called an affogato, and you could have it in the morning. Really, it's vanilla gelato, and then you put fresh brewed espresso right on it. It's the word affogato in Italian means drown, so the ice cream is drowned with the espresso. And anyway, it's delicious.
Well, it sounds like delicious, and it sounds like you were very much influenced by your visits to Italy.
Yes, well, I that's true. I went to Italy as a college guy, and Neil Rubin talked about being dated or dating himself, but yeah, going way back into the 60s. But I did go back in 2017 twice to Bologna just to learn the craft of making gelato right from the people who, call them experts. Bologna might be kind of the epicenter of Italian gelato making.
How's your employment number? I mean, I guess what I'm trying to ask is, are you hiring? Do you need people? Are you short people? What's the story?
It's great to bring that up, Paul W. It's now we're hiring again. We opened in January. My business 101 class said, if you're going to open up an ice cream store, open it up in January. So now that we're into May, we've had plenty of staff, but now it's getting busy, and we could use a couple more people for sure. And like I say, we're open 7 days a week, and that 7:30 in the morning cements us really as a great coffee house. And then desserts, you can go to dinner at out of Avia or Slow's or what have you, and come over for dessert. We have cannoli, just all kinds of things.
Dana, do you know the connection, how Tom Isaiah got connected with Mike Fallahy and Marygrove Awning?
I don't. Tom is going to tell us how he hooked up with Marygrove.
Yeah, so this concept started, like I said, 2017 was Bologna. So even back then, I had bumped into Marygrove at a trade show. And my family used Marygrove when I grew up. I grew up on Woodingham Drive in Detroit, and the Marygrove was in that neighborhood. So all the awnings around were Mary Grove. We used them. In fact, I remember having to string those things up in the spring and take them down in the fall. So Mary Grove was foremost, you know, front and center in my mind, and they were the people to use. The Memento has a patio, a great side patio, and Mary Grove put the awning on, and it's just it's stunning. It looks great. It's exactly what I was looking for, the look that I had in mind. They were great to work with.
Well, that's certainly good to hear, and we always offer a little something to our WJR listeners who are with us at this time on Thursdays for our Around Town with Mary Grove. And Dana and I wait with bated breath to see what the opportunity is for the first 30 people to mention they heard Mary Grove in this whole story on WJR. What do you have for them?
We have our wide variety of gelato and sorbet. So sorbet is like a sherbet. It's without dairy.
Right.
And they can choose whatever they want. We probably have about, right now, 10, 12 varieties. And they can ask for a small, and it's complimentary.
Perfect day.
What's that, Dana?
A perfect day for it.
Oh, it's a perfect day for it. Whether it's a single gelato or a single sorbet of your choice, they've got them all.
Yeah, yesterday we just put out outside tables and chairs outside patio. So now that it's a lot like Paris. You've got your inside, there's a patio, and then outside the patio, it's kind of three levels.
Wow, that sounds fabulous. And it sounds like you've expanded your reach with your Mary Grove awning, which is what that's all about and what this feature is all about. Memento Gelato and Coffee, 2120 Trumbull Street. I bet you're there most of the time, Tom.
Actually, I'm not. I have a wholesale coffee business in Plymouth that takes most of my time.
Oh, boy. Don't ask for Tom when you go then. Okay.
Riley's our great manager, and Kayla, too. So, but I get down there 2-3 times a week.
Oh, well, that's good. All right. Yeah. Ask for Riley and Kayla, but do it today. The first 30 people who mentioned this little segment on WJR, Mary Grove, etc., you're going to receive a single gelato or single sorbet of your choice. Thanks, Tom. Continued good luck to you, and I'm glad the weather's cooperating nicely for you.
Thank you, Paul W. It's been a pleasure. It's great to be on your show.
Well, it's our pleasure. Thank you much. Okay, Dana, where are we going to go have dinner, and then we'll go over and have the Memento gelato and coffee afterwards?
Sounds like a great plan.
Here.
Yeah, we have to work this out. For sure. It's time now. We can sit outside, so we should be safe.
Yeah, that's safe. If we sit outside, everybody... Yeah, I've been sitting inside. I don't know if that's safe or not.
Yeah, right.
But
what's safe?
We could sit outside as well. All right, that's it. That's Around Town with Mary Grove. Every Thursday, be sure to be tuned in, because if you follow through, we've got some free goodies for you. It is 8:45 at WJR.